Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers five times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code unfiltered for 15% off.
How do you keep your patience, your composure, and, you know, show up for them as a mom? What do you do?
So I've been dealing with it right now.
Drop it like a hat, drop it like a hat, drop it like a hat.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
New little bit.
No.
A little bit? Hi, guys.
Nope.
We're just talking about Natalie hasn't talked about sleeping with someone in a really long time. So I'm like, I thought I'd like dangle her a berry and see if she would bite it, but she didn't.
Dangle berry. So I started Bridgerton, and apparently it gets really hot.
I don't think it's your, I think if you watch Pornhub, this is not going to get as hot.
It's different. You know, here's the thing. I watched a show.
Someone said, I agree. I'm more into HBO sex than Netflix sex. But for Netflix sex, it's actually not bad. And she's like, I'm with Nat.
I heard it's pretty naughty. But I watched, okay, so I was wondering if everybody feels this way. So I watch A Teacher.
I don't know that one.
So A Teacher, it's on TV, and it's about, and you know, it's a story about like a boy in high school, and he has an affair with his teacher, or she has an affair with him, whatever.
Classic.
And
that's a classic, really.
Classic.
But I mean, it's a classic story.
Classic story.
Yeah.
Happens all the time.
It does.
So, I mean, it's the story of so many like things that have happened in the past.
It's a porn story. Like, think of all the people who want to sleep with their professors, and they make it porn.
So the first season is very much like you're into it, like, and
into the relationship.
God, just the whole thing is just so, because for some reason he's like he's like 17, he's almost 18, okay, but he's like really confident in bed. Okay. I don't know what kind of experience he's had before, but he's a young boy. Like, his face, he has a boy face.
Okay.
And I'm never into a boy face. I noticed that nobody talks about that show.
Is it because it's inappropriate?
Because it's almost like
Dirty Secret.
Yeah, it's like you don't want to admit that you loved watching it.
Oh, but you will. Okay, good for us.
I just thought I would say, because I thought that today, like, everyone's like, Virginia, but nobody talks about a teacher.
Nobody talks about a teacher.
The actors are both, like, pretty big up-and-coming actors. Like, the girl's in lots of other shows. He's a young, like, actor who's in a lot of things. Like, but it's almost like a woman doesn't want to admit that she really liked watching that relationship, like, unravel.
Right.
And it's going to unravel. If the second season comes out, you're going to see all the hurt that happens to a child that's put in that situation. But the first season does not show that part.
It's just sheer lust.
And like she rents a place for a weekend and says that she's out at a teacher's conference.
Mm-hmm.
It's naughty. And so, I mean, I don't know how they get a lot of press about it, because it's bad how they lure you in.
By Cat Nat talking about it, I guess. Shit.
Anyway, so Bridgerton, So I'm thinking, like, the main character, I'm like, at first I'm like, he's kind of like the guy on The Bachelor for me. Like, he's kind of good looking, but, like, I think that once I get to know him, I'll
You're
like
gonna
him
really,
more.
You're going to really, can't wait to take
and
his pants
some
off.
He's got some great bedroom
Do
eyes.
Do you see dick, or we don't know yet? Like, do you see penetration, or do you just see...
So, yeah, one of the brothers was, like, fucking a girl up against a tree.
I know.
Like your wedding. It actually reminded me of your wedding.
Was it, like, alluding, or was it actual...
He was fucking her up against
like
the tree.
Like, you saw the ass.
Oh, yeah, and then there's, yes, lots of nudity. Like, I haven't seen the bush per se, but like...
See, this is my point. She's like, and she's already seen...
The thing is that when the brother was fucking the girl up against the tree, they gave us like 4 seconds. I'm like,
This is my point, right?
But this relationship that's happening with the main characters, it's growing.
Basically want 60 minutes of sex.
Well, I like the buildup and like find out how they all got there.
Okay. All right. Well, stay tuned. We'll get Nat's interpretation.
I'll be done by tonight.
You're going to watch all of them.
Yeah. Okay. Mark and I watched 2 last night, stayed up to 1. We'll watch 2 tonight.
Is it entertaining, or is it just you're there for the sex?
I don't know if you'll like it, because it's like takes place in like...
I know, like the 40s.
I don't know.
Oh, God.
Like a long time ago when women didn't have the right to be anything. Oh, God. It reminded me of like a chapter that we're writing in our book, and what we talk about in Mom Truths all the time, what we talk about all the time is back then it was a woman was raised to simply marry, and then when she was married she could keep the house and have the babies.
Yeah.
And that's all she lived for.
Yeah.
And it's so horrible for the women who want more.
I wonder if that's where marrying rich came from, because if you married rich, then at least you didn't have to worry about doing all of that. Mm-hmm. And you probably got help while you did that. And what's so interesting?
And everybody, all these women, they go to these balls, and you have to be invited, and then you may be chosen, and he has to propose to you. I mean, it's so...
You know I'm into rom-coms now with Olivia, and she is so into them. I can't believe it took me this long to find it. She loves, you know, the storyline's flaky and fluffy and
amazing, fun,
and there's always a happy ending, and, you know, she...
How far can you go? Like, I love, like...
I went to 13 going on 30, and that was 2004.
Oh, no, I mean, like, what was the one that was based on the book, and it had Kate Hudson... And she had her fiancé, and then her fiancé had an affair with her best friend. It was based on the book.
Matthew McConaughey, isn't it?
No, that one's great, too. We've watched that one.
And I'm going to go to that. We're going to go deep for all of them.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, 13 going on 30, Chloe was dying laughing. And
oh, good.
Because, you know, it's a 30-year-old and 13-year-old body, and, you know, she's like, put your thing away. It's funny. It's very, if you've got a night, Max was dying laughing. It was great.
And it's so good to be able to find movies. Like, I wish that I could tell all the people out there who have, like, small children, there's a couple things that will happen to you eventually. Number one, you can watch movies that actually entertain you and them.
Yeah.
And number two, what I thought about this morning, actually, there's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Like, there's so many things to look forward to, but this morning, Mark and I laid in bed, and the kids got up, got themselves breakfast, and it was just silence. I mean, they played video games. I don't know what they did, but they didn't bother us till like 10 o'clock.
What did he do? I can't see him lying in bed till 10 o'clock.
I know.
Did he?
Yeah, he laid there. You know, and now he's obsessed because Apple is like basically becoming they launched yesterday. They're becoming a competitor for like Peloton. So all your workouts, your phone hooks up to your TV, to your phone, and it does everything.
So you guys work out now together?
No. He's like, I know you don't care about this shit, but he's checking it out now.
Oh my God. So Nat's been working out on the treadmill and
3 days.
Doing some abs. And she's like, I just finished my treadmill. I've just got to do some abs. I'm like, I don't know who you are. I don't know who this person is. I'll get to know you when I when I have some time to get to know this person.
I was telling my friends, I'm just, guys, this is just, you know, this is our diary. So I'm just going to tell you, I honestly feel like a life without cocktails is a life not worth living. I mean, it's just, it's not fun. It's not. So I have a friend who's doing the same kind of thing. And she's like, she called me today and she was just like, this is hell.
Oh,
this is horrible.
Horrible.
She's been doing it for so long. And she's like, it's the worst. I go, so let me get this straight. We drop the chunk. We get a little bit healthier, drink some water or whatever. And then we go back to living normal life. Right?
What'd she say?
Yes.
How long has she been doing it for?
Months. You know, she had a baby and then things just got out of control and she just feels like a sloth and she needs to change her shit, you know?
That's just hardcore WW and trying to take out the alcohol, though. I should say on a WW, you can totally drink alcohol and you can totally eat everything you want. It's just moderation. But at this time, she's just trying to go hard so she can go home really soon.
Well, also...
Get it, go hard so you can go home.
Well, I also wanted to eliminate things because everyone's like, see nutritionists, like for your rash and for all these things that you have. So if you eliminate everything and then you slowly... can add things in, you can see what your body rejects.
And how's the rash coming?
It's better. It's not gone.
But it's better.
Yep.
How much better?
A lot better.
Whoa.
I know.
So it's gluten.
Apparently gluten takes a while to actually, because it sticks to you, so it takes a while to actually get out of your body.
Well, I think we knew this. I don't know why I'm like, whoa.
I know.
Everyone knew.
I don't even know. Like, here's me though. I don't even know what gluten, first of all, what it is or what it's in.
Everything.
Like, is it in rice?
Everything. Everything.
What? What the fuck?
Gluten is in everything. Well, what's this person doing?
Well, it's not in vegetables, right?
No, I think it's like a made, hold on. What is gluten in? What gluten is food in? Grains, wheat, barley, you know what I mean. Wheat, spelt, rye, barley bread, pasta, cereal, beer. I think wine too, Natalie. I think gluten's in wine.
Does it say that?
Hold on. Is there gluten in wine? This is a huge...
I feel like no.
Oh, naturally gluten-free, babe.
Oh, I'm on a gluten-free diet. It's called Sauvignon Blanc.
If you're sensitive to traces of gluten... Oh, who's leaving? Oh, okay, sorry about that. Wine is mostly gluten-free with a few exceptions. So...
I'm good to go with the wine.
Go, babe.
You know, that's the only thing...
I think there's gluten in... No, I don't know.
Yeah.
Beer.
Gluten's stupid. Like, is it natural? Or added?
Dude, you're asking a girl that doesn't know anything.
Hey, good. Me neither.
You're asking a girl that...
I'm just a girl looking for someone to love me.
I was doing homework with Max before I came to do this podcast. And it was like, he can't... sit still. It's like torture to him. He lies upside down. He rolls around on the floor. He is like, I understand why. I understand it so well. So I'm like, three slides, take a break, take a big break. Three more slides, take a big break. And I have to write it for him, like type it out for him so he can think. And Chloe comes over and she's like, Mom, and I go, you have to hold your thought, because she goes, it's really important. I go, you have to hold your thought. You can go tell Daddy. She goes, it's actually really important for you. And I was like, what, Chloe? And she's like, just so you know, this isn't Max doing his homework. This is you doing his homework.
Oh, for God's sakes. Oh, shit.
I go, you're being such a
jerk.
What a jerk you are. Jerk. Anyways, I tried to explain to her that this is how he works. And she decided to point out that I was working. I go, no, I am... very tricky to, and I go, everyone does things differently than you, and that's okay.
Yeah.
But she decided to, in front of him.
Yes, of course.
Hey, Mom. You're doing his homework.
I said on this podcast that basically that they were, public school was doing report cards on Friday, so they didn't have to go to school. So all of TJ's work that he, you know, he hasn't handed in needed to be handed in. But there was some things that he needed to do. Oh, no. We never got to that.
So what's going to happen?
I don't know. Fail grade one? They're not going to fail them. They can't fail them. So, I mean, you can't fail, right?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
As moms, we are often juggling a million and one things. With our kids going in a million different directions and taking care of everyone else can mean that we often forget about ourselves. It's time to reclaim a little me time with some well-deserved self-care. And for us, that doesn't have to mean a lot. It can be picking a favorite product and taking a little extra time to do our daily routine. Dime Beauty offers clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. They are 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. You know we don't have the energy to remember the order of a 10-step routine, so we love that the Work system keeps things simple for us and has everything you need in one powerful package with a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their beauty reviews are literally all 5 stars. If you haven't checked out Dime, it's time. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
Okay, so I have so much exciting news for you. Okay, so number one, I went to the pool. I went to this pool place. Okay, they had an actual pool so we could actually see the size and like et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, yeah. Then they did 3D designs. Mm-hmm. And then Mark and them sat there and redesigned the whole thing because, you know, Mark likes to redesign. So then Mark and on the actual board with an actual pen. So then I said to the lady, I said, do you need to know math to know this program? And she's like, I'm terrible at math. And I was like, Olivia, you threw out a whole career because you thought you had to know math to do design. I go, when you're her age doing design, this software will be probably augmented with like you won't even need to have
because she was gonna be interior designer.
She, like Mark, can build and draw and conceptualize, okay? So she likes to, I don't know how to really describe it, but she likes to use her hands. So she was looking at like, this would be a really, I don't think she'll be a designer, to be honest with you. I think she just, whenever they're looking at careers and they throw it out, I try to let them know that in this field, there's many options. Don't just throw it out because mm-hmm. you're bad at math.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
That's a terrible idea to shut yourself down because.
Yeah. I would say if you're in finance, no math. Or at least have a great calculator.
I agree. I think it would be fine if you understand the concepts. Mm-hmm. We did it, and I mean the backyard.
So do they come in with it's like a pre-done and they drop it?
Yeah, it's like done. It's like they drop it. The shell.
How long does it take?
3 days.
Shut your mouth.
3 days.
And it's got a hot tub.
Yeah.
3 days.
3 days. So here's the thing. You know what's funny is before COVID started, and I think a lot of you can relate to this, and I was actually thinking to Natalie that, you know, a lot of my self-assurance and self-independence and, like, resilience came from the fact that I knew I could always take care of myself, okay? From very young age, I knew I'd be fine. And because I was, like, it's so funny. The service industry was sort of like a home run. If you knew how to waitress, you could always make a buck. Mm-hmm. When we project our finances, it was based on, like, the world was never supposed to end. I don't think anybody thought in their wildest dreams. I think of people with rainy day funds. I think of people with all of these things, okay, where there were industries that you just, the travel industry was never, was always going to be booming. There was never supposed to be mm-hmm. a moment where things completely collapsed. Mm-hmm. So then I sit there and I'm like, you know, when everything's taken away from you right now and there's not a job you can do because it's a skill, because you're not allowed to leave your house. Mm-hmm. How do you make money as a self-resilient person and a reliant? How the fuck do you actually make money when you can't do jobs? Like, how does Hassan as a makeup artist go and make more money as someone who can't be in front of people for 2 fucking years? Like,
yeah.
It blows my mind. So I think I have a little bit of post-traumatic stress disorder from money when we thought that we were at a very great level of income earning. Mm-hmm. And it was so unpredictable that the world stopped as it did. And I was like...
And so many of you guys probably feel it way harder than we feel it.
Totally. But when you're projecting what you... A renovation. Schools. When you thought where you were... My husband was like, you know, we moved because you were earning an income and we thought that would continue. Basically, when we were halfway through a reno, that's... Like, all of these things, you know, I was just so... It's just a mind fuck. So the backyard is like...
You're like, yeah, well, I guess that's not it. So you still have your job and nothing's changed, so work harder.
I kind of, I'm like, sort of like...
Because his industry, for him...
It's dropped 40%. Like, he's...
But he doesn't make less money.
He's not getting a pay... Like, usually they increase... He's not taking more money, nor are they bonusing this year.
Right.
Because there's no profits to bonus. Because if people don't move into their places, they don't make money. And the projects are like are very far behind because of this.
So you know what? Let's fucking put in a pool.
Anyways, that wasn't poor kitty cat. That was more just the thought of like long-term and predictability and what you thought would... I guess when life is full of uncertainties and so many people feel it, and I think of people who had service industry jobs, and you know, I know restaurant owners who that was their life and their life savings, and it's ripped out from them with no control, and they had, you know, they probably had trips, or maybe they had just bought a second property, or maybe they just bought their first house, mm-hmm. and there's no income coming in to pay for that mortgage. I think of all of these people.
I think about them every day, and a lot of you guys message us and tell us, you know, that things like, you know, it's a really bad, bad situation, and I don't even think that, like, on the news, they talk about that enough, and I think that a lot of people are probably hiding what's really going on as well, because although there's no shame in it, it's like a lot of people don't want other people to worry about them, you know.
And I look at half the world and I'm like, are all of you in jobs that, like, has everyone taken a loss? Have some people, we know some people haven't.
No, some people have like found a way to make it work. And I think a lot of those people are people who do their businesses online. Those are the people who have flourished.
Yeah.
And maybe they were already set up to be in that situation. A lot of them were. But they're the ones who are really get highlighted in this, and everyone else just gets screwed.
So Mark's like, we have no retirement savings, Kat. We have nothing. And I'm like, well, I'm not retiring anytime soon. So I'm like, we'll wait for he's a reasonable person. I'm an unreasonable person. And
tell him you'll sell the house and get a condo.
So
old people can't live in that house.
So basically we have to take, he's going to crunch numbers 100 times over, and then he'll let me know we can't afford it. And then
you'll get it.
And then but I, you know, the company I'm working with, said we can do it in multiple phases because it's a drop-in. Mm-hmm. It's not like the other pools that are concrete and mm-hmm. the thing. So we know, I know one friend who just took their backyard and they dropped it in literally and lived in...
My mom watched it go over their house into the backyard.
And lived in mud. Lived in mud.
Yeah.
But they were like, that's all they could afford.
Yeah.
So then he did it himself. And they texted me like, we can come help you put the, you know, they're Italian like my husband. We can come and do it all together. And I was just like, I love you for that. So there is a budget where we can make it all happen.
Oh, so you can either get them to do it all or you can do some of it.
Totally. And they're willing to, like, they're like, do you know this guy? Do you know that guy? Where Mark can pull his guy in, this Italian guy. You know, the Italians all have these guys. So the guy, they're willing to let Mark piecemeal it where he can. But that, you know, just, it is just, again, another conversation of like, do you just fuck it? Or do you, a reasonable...
If you build it, he will come. If you spend the money, more will come.
Then he's like, are you going to make money this year? And I'm like...
You know what you should say to him? Maybe not.
I tried. I'm like, I think so. yes, I'll make money. Because if I say think so, then I'm doubting myself. So I'm like, I will make money. How much? I will make money. Where is it? Coming. Natalie says it's coming down the fucking pipe.
Oh, yeah.
It's coming down a slide.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a curly slide, like at the old school yards that go round and round and round. It's coming.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's going to funnel in.
Yeah, but you could tell them if it doesn't work out.
We'll sell the pool. Take the show back out.
Yeah,
you I'll rent the pool out weekend.
Exactly, pool party.
I'm gonna start charging all of you.
Yeah,
ten bucks.
Me,
everybody, ten bucks a swim. Okay. You want to swim? $10.
I think you're gonna need to charge a little more to make up for that.
Lily, you're seven. That's $70.
That's true. Is it $70 an hour?
Maybe $100 an hour. If I do 2,400 bucks a week.
Oh, wait, 100 per person or 100 for
100 for a week. I mean, for 100 for an hour, yeah.
Yeah, I would probably pay that.
Great. Let's put flyers up. We'll start a business.
With no shitting in the pool either.
No shitting in the pool.
No kids in diapers.
No, I'll have
animals.
I'll have a whistle.
Yeah, and definitely you get zapped if you pee.
You get electrocuted.
Teddy told me recently, I know you told me that there would be a laser that turned color in a pool, so I tried. And guess what? You were lying.
What a risk. Your dick could have got electrocuted. Do you know that?
Well, I just told him that the whole pool turns another color.
The whole pool turns another color. Okay, got it. Right, got it.
Which, by the way, guys, would never happen because sometimes you'd kind of just dribble pee and you shouldn't be judged for that.
So he's a risk taker, really.
I like that for him.
He's a big risk taker. Like, tell him to wrap it up, though, during sex. Don't take that risk.
Oh, God. I just wanted to see if she'd get pregnant. I just wanted to see.
You told me
that she would. And she's not.
She's not. So?
The phone's ringing. She is. Oh, shit.
And Teddy, it takes 4 weeks to find out. Fuck! I didn't know. We did it a lot. It didn't happen. Imagine. They had sex, peed on the stick the next day. You did not get pregnant. Work. My mom lied.
My mom lied. And then she's like, I'm pregnant. He's like, well, wasn't me. Remember when we took that test? Oh, dear. You know.
We should tell them that. It takes a long time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm not lying. This is not a lie. This is not like peeing in the pool.
No.
I want to let you know that these condoms are not a lie.
Imagine dating in this. I think they're on it. Like, I don't think those two are married.
Okay.
I mean, he has a questionable haircut, but she was super cute.
I left my husband on the couch just living to be the look. I don't know what he just was like, do you care if I don't come? Because he's like, I'm like, do you want to go play hockey? He's like, not at all.
No.
And I go, okay. He goes, do you care? I'm like, do you want to come? He's like, not really.
You're like, experience that couch, babe.
I was like, I actually don't care. Enjoy the couch. I even, Chloe apparently has to take the dog with her everywhere she goes now. So the dog comes with her to see
you know,
everything.
You know what I told Mark last weekend? I wish that I loved football.
Oh, so you could sit and watch it and dress
because
up.
Because they get it. No, I don't want to dress up.
Oh, like,
I just want to look at it and be like, I'm so excited for this. You know how they get like pumped for it? Like sports and they're like, it's on. I want to feel that way. Like I feel that way about some TV shows, but I don't feel the way it's about sports. I actually have no idea how the game of football is played. That's very confusing.
Me neither.
Basketball, I can follow. I can get into.
Yeah.
That's the only game I understand.
And baseball.
Yeah, baseball I get too. And I guess hockey. Actually, I guess I get hockey. But you know what? Football seems like the exciting one.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, it's like, let's sit and watch football.
And really good food attached to it.
Yeah.
No one else has good food.
No.
You know, like wieners? No, thank you. It's weird that each sport has a hot dog. I mean, has a food. I have a question for you. It's a parenting question. Did you see my story?
Which one?
How do you...
Oh, when, the mosquito? Trust me.
When you don't... Because, you know, I have one... How do you, so here's the thing, guys, if you have little kids, your kids grow up, okay? And when they're little and they have a tantrum and then they need you, the cuteness is so adorable that you really, they don't annoy you as, really, they don't annoy you. They're funny and kind of cute, right? Like, you're like, oh God, they make you sweat, but it comes around when they like crawl onto you again.
What? Mm-hmm. Benny just got Max's leg. It's okay. Everyone saw. I guess it's cool.
What?
I don't know how this game's played.
Oh, God, again. You okay? What do you do when you don't get a reprieve or like it's constant when you don't...
I have the mosquito in my house right now.
I didn't want to say it on stories, but like when you don't like them. You love them, but you don't like them.
Yep, I'm there.
How do you keep your patience, your composure, and, you know, show up for them as a mom when they fucking are driving you, when you're like, I actually prefer you to be at your dad's house right now, even though we're not divorced.
Yes. God, sometimes I get so jealous of those divorced parents.
What do you do?
So I've been dealing with it right now. And I, again, like, I often don't think unless I speak to a parenting expert like we have on in our teen and tween group, and if you guys have, if you are not a part of the teen and tween group, go to catnat.ca and click on the teen and tween group. We have all the experts, and it gives you all, like...
I would say six to teen, too. You can start as early as six, because that's when behaviors begin to get sassy.
And it's good to be prepared, you know what I mean? It's like... Because it's going to happen before you know it.
Yep.
And so if I'm not talking to an expert, I literally just follow my instincts. So basically, my house is not big. We're all in the same space. And one of them is being a mosquito, and it is not letting up. So I got to the point, and I don't normally do this, but it was the only way that I could have him reflect on his behavior. I said, you are going to your room for an hour, and you can go in there. You can have your phone. You can put away the laundry.
Okay.
Or you can think. And I want, and I explained to him the how it's a...
Like not mad, not in a mad moment.
In a trickling effect is that if you bother your sister yells, then she comes to me and yells at me because you're so annoying. And then it's like the whole family's in an uproar because one little thing that he did.
Okay.
So I'm like, you need to think about that. And what his problem is, and it's been like this since he was a kid, if he gets in big trouble, I don't know if you remember this,
he laughs.
And it's so frustrating because you're trying to level with him sometimes, and sometimes you're just yelling.
And you want to be validated. Like you're hearing this is a serious matter and he's laughing.
And he has told me before, when I get in trouble, I can't help it. I laugh.
Right.
From his parents.
Right.
I don't think he does that at school. I've never heard that to be the case. It is so annoying.
Right, right.
You
I can imagine.
Literally, like if it was another human, you would want to punch them in the face.
Right.
But I know he can't handle it, but I'm like, why can't you just control yourself?
Right.
So anyways, I got him to reflect. And then the other thing today was, and by the way,
did he come back as a new person?
Yeah, it was calm for a while. It didn't last too long.
Okay.
He asked, he apologized, and he asked if he could come back. But what I said to him is he's fine outside the house. It's when he comes in. It's like the energy. We're so sick of each other, you know? And so he starts, and it's like Jekyll and Hyde. He's a normal human being outside, walks in the door, and he just starts bothering everybody.
Okay.
So anyways, today I said, you are going on a long walk with your dad.
Right.
Because being outside, I think what they have sometimes, they have this built up energy that they're not able to release because they're not playing sports, because they're not interacting with their friends, because they're not
mentally
having,
they're bored.
Mentally,
they're not stimulated.
And that's absolutely why he's doing it. And I do know that, and I can sympathize a bit with it. But
at least you have a reason, because I think some people don't even... We've said this before, and I think if you're listening, if you have a boy that's 8, 9, or 10, they can go through a really annoying stage. I don't know. I mean, we have three of them in that age range right now, and I would say all three of them are the most uncharming at these moments of their life. Like, they're kind of cocky, kind of like... sassy and kind of like in people's faces, like want to like talk when they talk, like you know,
and they touch,
they touch
everybody
when you're just making toast, like their sister, they walk up and they're like and you're like and they're like, get out of my face, screaming, you know. It is definitely a really tricky age. So if you're in that age and you're feeling it, you're not alone. I wonder if it's universal or if it is just, if we have three experiences with it, it has to tell me.
Yeah. And I remember people saying, like, even for younger boys too, but like, boys are like little puppies. Mm-hmm. This is in general, not all of them. They need to be run.
Olivia's like that too.
Right.
Olivia is literally, her energy is anxiety, and it comes out in a really bad way. Like in a really bad way.
Yeah. And then I had a night two nights ago with TJ. And, you know, at the end of the night, he really gets overwhelmed and upset about the fact that all the things in his life. But he was really upset that he was in a school. And he said, I get really shy when we're online and they ask me a question and it's like everybody can hear my voice.
Oh.
And so his hands sweat, he tells us. You can see his face go bright red. He's like super nervous to talk on this. And we're like, are you like that in school? He goes, no. He goes, but I'm on here listening to a teacher. I have no idea what he's saying because he's speaking French. And he's like, everybody else knows what he's saying. And then it's my turn. And he's so nervous to answer the question. He's so nervous for show and tell. And I'm like, I totally understand. It's so unfair. And I know you didn't feel this way before. And this is not normal. And like, all I can say is I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry it's this way.
Good job. By the way, that is Olivia's opposite. She's never, the teacher emailed me and said, she's participating, she's talking. Do you think it's because the mask isn't there and that's overwhelming her? I'm like, oh no, she likes being at home behind a screen. At school, she is TJ. And at home,
I know, it's so funny.
She is like, this is, she's like, I love this. When she hears about a vaccine, she's like, no!
Oh, my gosh. And I literally, I'm like, to TJ, I'm like, half the kids aren't listening to your answer. Like, you think they're all staring at you. No. They're picking their nose.
He does live in a family of six. Mm-hmm. And he's probably not, like, in his eyes, there's a lot of attention. So mm-hmm. at school, there would be a lot of, like, everyone, I don't know, would stare at him. I don't know.
He doesn't seem to care at school, but online it's really intense. So, I mean...
Let's start bringing him on Instagram Live. Give him a whole audience.
I'm sure he'd be fine. It's the fact that he doesn't know the language that makes him feel really insecure. I want to go to an English school. What English school can I go to?
Why don't you send him to English school?
Because he's never felt, none of my kids have ever felt this way except for because of online. So you can't go and make, you know, these kind of drastic decisions during a pandemic. Listen, at the end of the year when he's in school, he's having a great time with all his friends. And I say, Do you want to switch schools? He's not going to say yes.
Right. Okay, fair. So let's just get this fucking pandemic over with and move the fuck on, people. That's a lot of F-bombs. Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. You know, I have to tell you, I listened to a podcast while I was doing my...
10,000 steps.
Everyone just loves watch. So many people are joyed by watching little boys play street hockey. It's really mm-hmm. lovely. They're smiling, they're staring. So I was listening to a podcast that someone recommended to me. And when I'm on a treadmill, you better engage me. You better tell me some juicy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That's why I said, don't hit me. Don't beat me up.
So I listened to it. My friends, and at the beginning of the podcast, it goes, this podcast contains, like, you know, bad behavior,
like, soft porn, erotica, and some nipples.
So I'm like, yes, this is going to get me through my 10,000 steps. In the whole 35 minutes, they said bitch twice.
Oh, you're pissed.
Oh, I am not on this podcast to hear the word bitch twice.
Okay, got it.
And it was called Daddy Issues.
Oh, it was not that good.
Listen, I wanted the Daddy Issues to be wow.
They weren't that wow.
No. The podcast was about how Epstein's, you know, accomplice.
Yes.
She comes from basically like a Murdoch family, like in publication.
Like killing people or no.
You know, Rupert Murdoch, who basically owned all of, like, media.
Oh, okay.
He's a media mogul.
So very rich.
And that's what Succession is about, the show Succession. Very rich, owning everything, powerful, like, family sits down to, like, the seven children sit down to a proper English. Yeah, she was from wealth.
Wow.
And she was the youngest. There was nine kids, two died. So she was his favorite. She was great. So I thought this was gonna be really juicy. Like, I don't know, she had an affair with her dad or something.
That's not juicy.
That's something I'm gonna keep listening to.
Wow.
Not the fact that she was a socialite and he just liked her. He also died off of a boat and they found his body.
Whoa, did he?
It's not as juicy. It's more juicy when I say it. You know, I'm telling you, it sounds good, right? No,
yeah.
That's my voice. Their voices were not juicy.
I will tell you that the number one sugar daddy baby school, university, U of T, baby. The highest amount of sugar babies go to U of T.
If people don't know what a sugar baby is, let's describe what a sugar baby is.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Well, okay, so I watched the show called Sugar Baby on the plane one
Me
day.
Me too.
And then I said, Nat, you have to watch Sugar Baby, okay? Yes. So she started watching Sugar Baby. So Sugar Baby was like a movie, I guess.
It was a movie.
A movie, okay. So I, at first, okay, so Sugar Baby is when university age girls basically decide that they are going to have companions to make money and get gifts. So they're like, I'll go on a date with you, and it often... You don't sleep with them. You're just their companion. And if you sleep with them, it's a higher amount of money. Now, they say, I'm sleeping. They made a lot of sense, although I don't know the line. I've actually, like, talked to Sugar Baby.
So, oh, I've seen them. I've seen them on, like, talk shows, lots of them.
So they say...
On, like, Wendy Williams.
I'm sleeping with these university guys for fun on weekends. And they're, like, basically drunk and bad in bed. And it's, like, does nothing for me.
I'm sleeping with them for free.
I might as well go and spend my time on weekends with people who actually know how to treat me and get something, get money and gifts for it. So they see it as empowering.
Yes, and often these men, sometimes they're married, and they just see them on the side, and sometimes it's literally just for companionship.
Yeah,
and
like conversation. Like they have no one to talk to. They want someone to listen to them mm-hmm. With no response, and they want to know nothing about them. They just mm-hmm. want to talk about themselves.
Sometimes just share a bottle of wine. Yes, these men, that's all they want. And then the girls get like designer this,
$10,000, cars.
Often they pay for their university, like all of this stuff. So U of T is University of Toronto, which is where we live. And it's a, I mean, to go to U of T, you've got to be very,
very
intelligent.
Smart.
Like we have an amazing like medical school there and law school and mm-hmm. all of that. And a lot of people come from other countries to come to the school as well. And yes, I'm sure a lot of these girls need some financial backing.
Oh, yeah.
So where do you find it? You Google it? Like,
I'm sure there's websites.
Oh, man.
I guarantee.
Why don't we get one?
Just like what's going on.
Are we too old?
Just like what's going on with... Trump, like the underground websites yeah. where they're finding all of, there's, you know, there's secret platforms we don't even know about.
Well, I mean, we've had inboxes saying, be my sugar baby, I'll pay you $5,000 a month and you have to do nothing.
I haven't seen much of those. Well, can you forward those to me next time?
Yes, and then I actually...
Can you imagine if we had a secret life? We should really go and try it out.
Well, I mean, Kat...
Do you want to FaceTime for $5,000? Okay.
You get two for one. You get a two for here.
I'm just not sure.
I'm not sure I have
the patience to listen to another man talk.
Well, I'll listen to him. You can just fall asleep.
Okay.
I'll get drunk and listen to him. Because it's got to be virtual now, right? I'll take his $5,000. I'll get you a pool. You know what? I could get you a pool. I'd be a sugar baby. I told you, I'll do anything for $1 million.
I think there's potential.
Just
make love.
Just because I think a man is a nice person.
We talk about it a lot.
Yeah, but someone is very nice. That's not what I'm going for hooking up.
It's COVID. You might as well lower your standards.
If I'm going to hook up with someone on the street, let me have my pick.
Okay, Linda.
I'm just looking around. Yeah, maybe this one. Walking down the street. No. I told you about the hair.
I know. Wait, pubic hair?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Maybe this one.
Sure.
Seems like it'd be weird. When my neighbors walk down the street.
I think you should get into weird. I mean, have you ever had a weird lay?
Yes.
Oh!
Yes. No, the one with the saggy balls.
No, weird. That's weird balls.
No, he was weird.
Like? Like, what, make noises, make animal noises? Like
yeah,
what
he did make loud noises, actually. Like, yes, he did.
Like what?
Oh, no, and I told you after I slept with that D-list actor, he went into the bathroom and started screaming.
Yeah, that was weird. Any other weird? That's very weird.
Can you imagine me? I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like a young girl. Why are you screaming in the bathroom? And, you know, all I could think to myself was, he's an actor. He's traumatic. Like, he's like, my head hurts. I'm like, oh, my God. Fucking suck it up and take an
Advil.
Okay,
tell me more. That's weird. I'm trying to think of
anything.
And
then the other weird one with the saggy balls, he also was like, he was just weird, Kat, let me tell you.
Like what?
Like, yes, he made loud noise when it happened.
Like, like deep grunts?
And there was a weird picture above his bed.
I want something like, he like scratched the bed like a dog.
He also, I can't.
No, tell me. You have to remember you want an engaged. I'm trying to think of a good story
so
for you.
So basically, okay. Oh my God. So what was wrong with me?
Thank God.
So basically, he was a handsome guy. He was like 6'6", really tall.
Yeah.
A bit lanky for my liking, but it's fine.
Uh huh.
So we were at a bar, and he I guess he got my number, you know, and then he called me. And then he would come and he'd pick me up. And basically, we would only go to his house and cook me dinner. And he didn't have a stove. He had a hot plate.
Okay. We can't judge that. We bought one.
Okay, true. And we go to his apartment, and he otherwise was normal. Now, here's a juicy part about him.
Go ahead.
I Googled him, and his father is, like, super wealthy.
Okay.
Okay, so I thought maybe he's normal, you know.
Yeah.
And so we go to his house. He made me dinner. Good cook.
Okay.
But then we would just basically do it.
Okay.
Right. And then he would drive me home. But when he drove me home, he thought someone was following him.
Anyway, how'd you break up with him?
So anyways, I kind of passed it off because I didn't mind just like taking an Uber at the end of the night to his house and like doing it,
okay,
you know?
Got it. And he was, but he would say weird things in bed.
Yeah, no, he'd be loud and then he would say weird things in the car. Like he was paranoid. Okay, and he lived right across from...
it's like you're having a light bulb moment right now. You're like,
I don't know why I kept going back. Anyways, and then he was like, I want you to come. Like he would go on Sundays. He'd have to go to the families for dinners. He would be invited. He didn't always go. She got the mug. And he was like, I want you to come. And that was the last straw.
Okay.
I could not meet his family. They'd be like, what is wrong with you that you're dating this guy?
Okay.
And I was by in no means dating him.
Okay.
I know. Stop it. No.
It's a show to see.
Just, I know.
For show.
Just stop it. I'm dead. I saw it and then I saw you seeing it. Oh.
And she's like, don't touch me.
Anyway, so yeah, I get you. So he was a total creep.
This is outrageous.
I dated a creep. I guess. I mean, okay. I was probably some with other people.
I mean, it
at the
sounds
time.
Like he had some serious mental health issues.
I know.
Yeah. Looking in hindsight.
I'll Google him after for you.
Let's figure that out. Anything? Anybody else?
And I mean, what about you? Don't you have anything weird? I'm trying to think.
I mean, I don't remember a lot in my life.
I know. Well, once I slept with a. Okay.
Someone used to say they what? Call sex make love, and I was like,
you want to make love?
That was basically
make
that.
Love.
That Listen, was a deal breaker.
Yeah, love I'm like exists. This. You don't make it.
I was like
it.
This. What? Okay.
You want something really bad?
Yes.
So this one time I was dating this guy and he was really cute. Like he was cute. I used to run into the clubs, got my number, we on a date, and I'm talking to him, right? And he's like, great, like you know. And then I'm like talking about like sexy stuff, kind of, you know, like
oh,
you
look,
know.
My nipples are hard for
no,
you.
No, not like that. Just like. I don't know what the con... I know exactly where I was when it happened.
Uh-huh.
And he was... I think I might have told you this. And then I kind of, like, touched his, like, chest, kind of. My hand. I don't know what was going on, okay? And it was kind of soft on his stomach in a way that was weird. Like, I was like, what? Like, that's...
Unexpected? Okay.
But that was fine. I could look past that. You know, you could just...
Yeah.
You could do some exercise. It'd be fine.
Yeah.
Then I was talking about, like, sex as if, like, you know... I don't know. And then he's like, I gotta tell you something.
He's a virgin.
Oh, my God.
Did you do it?
No, I didn't take his virginity.
You should have.
I don't know. The soft pouch in the front was a little turn off. We were too young for that. Anyways, I never called him again. And then I ran into him at a club.
Oh,
and I was like,
poor guy.
I know. And then I ran into him at a club and he was still hot. And I was like, shit, maybe I should have taken that.
You should have.
But I did have a boyfriend who was a virgin and I took it.
Oh.
And then I told him he wasn't good at it after the first one.
Natalie!
I was like, that was really robotic and fast.
Okay. Too fast.
Yeah, I was like, pump, pump, pump. And he was like, oh. And I was like, it's not what we're going for.
Did you just try it? Did you give him another round?
I did. It was never going to be good.
That's too bad for these people. Poor guy.
Yeah, I broke up with him.
Do we know him?
I'm not.
I know who it is.
No, you actually don't.
Okay, good.
Okay, good.
I was going to say if I do. Huh.
No. There's been. How many virginities have I taken? I think just
how
you.
No, none. I've never taken a virginity. Yeah, I would never want to. I don't want that responsibility.
Yeah.
I don't want to tell you what to do. Yeah. You slip it in slowly.
They know what to do.
No,
Catherine.
No. Slip. Wiggle it around. No.
They know what to do.
Touch it. No.
They watch porn. They don't need you to be their teacher.
Again, does that feel okay? No. No. Do you like that? No. Where should I touch you? No! You know, I'm out. You say that shit, I'm out. I'm fucking gone. You ask me if it feels good, I'm fucking out. I'm out. We're done. No. Nuh-uh. That's not happening.
Oh, God. I wish we could go have more sexual experiences.
That's like
so we can
never,
have more stories.
It's never happening. You know what I mean? I'm literally done. Like, you're like, touch me. No! I'm not touching you there. Don't ask me to do that. No! This is not a fucking play-by-play of what I should do.
I don't like it when they're like, oh, do you like that?
No.
No.
It's disgusting. Disgusting.
You should know, and if you don't know, yeah. Get a clue.
Do you like that? Ew. So gross.
Where do you want me to touch
it? No. No. Harder. No. Shh. This is lame.
You know, I was thinking about one person that I did it with.
Yeah.
And it was like, no, like, no question. He knew exactly. Like,
yeah, when they know what, see, the thing is, unconfident people ask you that shit.
Yes.
If you're confident, you don't ask them.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
You just know what'll feel good because you're good at it.
Do you want me to touch your hair? No. Literally. No.
Is there anything I should know? No. You should know it already.
No. Literally, you know what? I'm probably very tricky. You know what I mean? Like, figure the shit out. If you can't, we're done. I'm not going to guide.
It's, go practice on somebody else.
It's not a guided meditation, you know? Not fucking off.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That's so funny.
No, now you know. Now you all know.
I wonder what men are like. Like, now. Like, you know, let's say they've had a long relationship with their wife. Like, let's say any of the people that are standing in front of us, they separate and then they go and they're going to have sex.
Yeah.
Do they, definitely have sex with the new person way differently than they had sex with their wife,
right? I don't think so.
They do it the same way?
I think unless the girl is, like,
in charge.
An instigator of something different. I don't think men stray too far. That's what's tricky. I think if men have affairs and a girl like spices it up for them, then they come home and they probably try to spice it up. Ooh. And the wife's like, what the fuck are you doing? We've been doing this for 20 years and now you want, I would have a SOS. I'd be like, huh, what the fuck are you doing?
Are you sure they don't just get bored and want to try something new?
Oh, not just out of the blue.
Mm.
That's one day they come with new moves. And a new vigor.
Oh, right. Especially if they're doing something different to you.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Not a new vigor.
Not a
no.
Nuh-uh. Where'd you learn that, honey?
Exactly. Mm. I'd be the, don't ever, you cheat on me, I'll suss you out in 1 second. Literally. I'd be like, what's that? That's new. That's
Oh, God. See, now this is the kind of podcast I want to listen to. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like the honest truth. Like people just talk about facts and stuff. That's boring.
They're really in a dangerous spot. Do they know that? These people standing here, they're really in the way of.
Yeah, there's old people standing in the middle of a hockey game with a metal puck.
Literally. And these kids are going to body check them. She's got canes.
She's literally going to get knocked over.
And they're too little to understand that these people aren't part of the game. They're too in their own head.
Because you are the only... Isn't that crazy?
Wow. Well, we have been 45 minutes. This podcast is really entertaining. I hope you all enjoyed it.
Yeah. Yeah. Guys, just make sure that, number one, if you're listening and you still got to hear that, you give us 5 stars. Tell all your friends about it. And also, don't tell anybody our secrets. And also,
get them to listen to them themselves.
Yeah,
don't go and share it.
I've got a juicy podcast for you, but I'm not going to tell you what happened.
Let us know if you like guided meditation or if you like make love. You know, I bet a lot of people love when they make love.
Mm-mm. Oh, God, disgusting.
No. Even when I made a baby, I wasn't looking to make love.
No,
ever.
God,
no.
You get that sperm to my
get
egg.
Get that sperm to my egg.
Yeah, and
egg.
I'm going
to
lie here. You get off, I'm going to lay here, and then I'm going to like tilt up my butt so that the sperm
Making love, I don't know. If you're a maker lover, let us know what you like about making love. And
yeah, no, I don't want to know why you want to make love. I'm about to probably watch Making Love on Bridgerton. I would prefer fucking, but we'll see what happens.
You have to let me know. You have to let me know if it's exciting
and
for you.
And if you have a kid or you know you're going to be embarking or you're in teen and tween world, go to catandnat.ca and subscribe to our teen and tween group. It is a lifeline. I'm not joking. It's literally what's getting me through these days with all of these kids.
Let me just read a text message before we go.
Uh-oh.
Thanks so much for today. Funny request, but these are unusual times. A friend wants to know where she can buy the vibrator I gave to so-and-so. I'm serious. XX, a 75-year-old woman. 73.
I love it. She wants more.
Yeah, a friend.
Yeah.
You know what? You're not making love to yourself with those vibrators. Oh, I know guys. What you're doing. You,
you know
are
what?
In
and
serious.
And that's why we say get a vibrator and go fuck yourself.
Go to Pound Town and go fuck yourself. All right, y'all. Thank you for listening. And wow, that was some...
Later, husband.